A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir, Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. This week's program is one in which we want to discuss two very important subjects. It now appears probable that Bibi Netanyahu, the so-called Prime Minister of Israel, is going to be indicted on bribery and corruption charges, so we want to discuss the implications of that. And the second subject is the fact that Donald Trump's administration, from top to bottom, is run by the most vicious Israel-bashing Jew haters, the worst enemies of the Jewish people, the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor. We're going to run through some of it. This is an administration of Pat Buchanan-style Jew haters, the worst type of anti-Semitic filth, and they hate Israel, they despise Israel, and are doing everything they can to hurt Israel. But first, let's discuss Bibi Netanyahu, the so-called Prime Minister of Israel. And you know, we live in such a sick generation. The rabbis, Chazal, in the Talmud, predicted this was going to happen. They said in the end days, and we are in the end days, when the Jews come back to the land of Israel, that's the redemption. We're in the redemption now. The redemption started in the year 1948, of the Common Era. 1948, when the State of Israel came into being, that was the beginning of the redemption. That is redemption for the Jewish people and for the world. That's the beginning of the redemption. Now, the final redemption is going to be the coming of the Mashiach, the coming of the Messiah, and the rebuilding of the Third Temple, and eventually Techiyat HaMetim, resurrection of the dead, and eternal life, and all types of incredible things, and destruction of all the evil people. So the final redemption is going to be far more involved. But we are in the redemption now, and the process is moving along very quickly, as we've discussed on other programs. There's no question that biblical prophecy is being fulfilled over and over and over again, and you have to be blind not to see that we are in a period in which we're headed toward everything that the Bible told us about and everything that Judaism, that Torah Judaism, envisioned for the world and told us about for thousands of years. It's all coming to pass. And one of the things that we were told about is that we're going to have an unbelievably evil generation in the end days. Unbelievably evil. The Jews and the Gentiles will be unbelievably evil. And we see that now. We see a Prime Minister of Israel, so-called Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, who is pure evil, completely immoral, betraying Israel on every issue, a catastrophe for the Jewish people. And even many so-called right-wing Jews support this piece of garbage, this piece of subhuman filth. This is the Bibi Netanyahu that surrendered 97% of Hebron, the second holiest city in the world, where the Jewish patriarchs and matriarchs are buried in Me'arat HaMachpelah, in the cave of the patriarchs. He surrendered 97% of Hebron to Yasser Arafat and the PLO Nazi terrorist mass murderers. In the Y agreements, he surrendered 13% of Judea and Samaria to Arafat and the PLO Nazi terrorists to help them create an independent PLO Nazi terrorist state in the heartland of biblical Israel, which, if it does come into being, I mean, they're in the process of creating it with Netanyahu's help, if it does come into being, God forbid, that's national suicide for Israel. And Netanyahu himself always told us it's national suicide, and he's doing everything he can to help them. He gives them billions of dollars from the Israeli taxpayers. He gives the Arab Muslim Nazi enemies of Israel free electricity and free water and free medical care and free education, things that he never gives his fellow Jews. Never, never. When Jews are in need, they don't get any of those things from Netanyahu. The only thing Netanyahu does to his fellow Jews is throw them out of their homes and expel them from their homes and expel them from their land. He was the treasury minister who financed the expulsion in Gush Katif, and he voted for it when Sharon was prime minister. He voted in favor of it and said that he supported it. And as prime minister, now as prime minister, during the past 8 years, he has thrown hundreds of Jewish families out of their homes and destroyed their homes in Amonah, in Beit El, in community after community, while building tens of thousands of homes and buildings for the Arab Muslim Nazi enemies of Israel to make them more comfortable in Israel so that the Arabs will grow and populate and grow and become a greater and greater threat to Israel. That is what Netanyahu and his policies have meant for Israel. There is a complete building freeze on all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. Netanyahu is doing everything he possibly can to dry up and destroy the Jewish settlement movement in Judea and Samaria and in Jerusalem, which is the only hope we have for preventing the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, for preventing Israel from going back to the pre-1967 suicidal borders, which even Abba Ibn, the extreme left-wing foreign minister in the Labor government, even Abba Ibn said that the pre-1967 borders are Auschwitz lines, suicide lines. The pre-1967 borders that Netanyahu is sending Israel back to, God forbid, if his policies succeed, God forbid. Those pre-1967 borders are only 6 to 9 miles wide. Complete insanity. It could lead to a Holocaust if Israel goes back to those borders. And that's not an exaggeration. That's something even the left always told us for years. Even Golda Meir said you have to be a traitor to support going back to those borders. And yet Netanyahu is building barriers in Judea and Samaria to separate 97% of Judea and Samaria from the rest of Israel. What's the purpose of those barriers? The purpose of the barriers is he himself, Netanyahu himself, says we're only keeping the settlement blocks. We're not going to keep the other areas in Judea and Samaria. That's 97% of Judea and Samaria he's giving away. That's what the left always intended to do. That's the pre-1967 borders. And now, this past week, he suggested giving away parts of pre-1967 Israel, even tiny pre-1967 Israel, which is so small you can't even see it on the map. He wants to give away that. For 8 years, he's frozen all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem while building huge numbers of homes for the Arab Muslim Nazis and allowing the Arab Muslim Nazis to build tens of thousands of homes illegally all over the land of Israel, stealing Jewish land, just going and stealing Jewish land and start building that the Arabs do that. And then Netanyahu and his regime and Bennett and Naftali Bennett, the other fraud, they all recognize the Arab building, and they're not going to throw the Arabs out of those homes. But Jews, who established communities that were fully authorized by the Israeli government, are thrown out of their homes and their homes are destroyed. And Netanyahu appoints and protects a Supreme Court where 95% of the judges are from the extreme left. This is the Netanyahu that has freed tens of thousands of Arabs who were arrested for all types of security offenses and thousands who were convicted of terrorist offenses, including murder. Thousands of convicted Arab terrorist murderers have been released by Netanyahu. And tens of thousands of other Arabs convicted of security offenses, everything from throwing stones to setting fires to burning tires to attacking police or attacking Jews, tens of thousands of those Arabs convicted of security offenses have also been released by the Netanyahu regime. He finances our enemies and arms our enemies, the Arab enemies of Israel, builds houses for the Arab enemies of Israel, freezes all building of Jewish homes, something that even left-wing governments in Israel never did, hands over Hebron and huge parts of Judea and Samaria to our enemies, openly says he wants a so-called Palestinian state and is building a barrier to create one. is doing everything possible to dry up and freeze out the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, throws hundreds of Jewish families out of their homes and destroys their homes in Amonah and Beit El and in other communities, after promising he would never do that. Makes promises in every campaign. In every campaign, the liar, the bluffer, makes promises. Now we're going to build thousands of new homes. We're building, we're opening. Now I'm good, we're going to start. Now we'll do building. Every time he runs in the election, he's ready to build thousands of new homes and start building for the Jews. Even what he's proposing to build is a joke. Is just a drop in the bucket compared to what should be built. But the Jews, but all the stupid idiot Jews get all excited when he makes these promises. And as soon as the election is over, and as soon as he's in office, he breaks every single promise and institutes a building freeze, an anti-Semitic building freeze. If you're a Jew, you're not allowed to build. If you're an Arab, you can build legally, illegally, in any way you want, and you can get away with anything. That's the so-called Jewish state of Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett and the extreme left-wing Supreme Court that Bennett and Netanyahu protect and defend. Everything he says is a bluff. He makes statements that, I favor the death penalty against Arab terrorists, so why don't you institute it? You lying pig. He and Bennett and the Jewish Home Party offer laws that they know will never pass, that they know the Supreme Court will throw out, that their Supreme Court, which they refuse to replace, they could throw all those left-wing judges off the Supreme Court. The majority of Israelis are right-wing. They want right-wing judges. And yet we only have extreme left judges on the Supreme Court. And Netanyahu and Bennett say, well, we can't, you know, we have to respect the law. Respect the law? What law? There is no democracy. There is no law in Israel. There's an extreme left judicial dictatorship. Netanyahu. Netanyahu allows all the third world illegal aliens to come flooding into Israel. Hundreds of thousands of them. Tel Aviv is now 70%. Is now 70% African illegal aliens. South Tel Aviv. South Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is the biggest city in Israel. South Tel Aviv is 70% illegal African aliens, African Muslims, who hate the Jews, who despise the Jews, who commit crime and rape and murder and attack Jews. They make Washington, D.C. look good. They make Harlem and crime-infested neighbors of the United States look good. That's what South Tel Aviv has turned into, thanks to Netanyahu. And now that he's facing indictment on bribery and corruption charges, the right-wing Jews, the religious Jews, say, ooh, we don't want this. We want him to remain as prime minister. He's good for us. We want him. He's wonderful. Oh, no. What idiots. Idiots. He's doing more harm than the left. He does what the left can never do. Gush Katif, the expulsion of Jews in Gush Katif, did not take place under a left-wing government. It took place under the Likud government of Arik Sharon and Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu was the treasury minister who financed it. The left couldn't have done Gush Katif. They wouldn't have succeeded because the people would not have supported it. The vast majority of Israelis would not have supported it if it was a left-wing prime minister trying to do it. If a left-wing prime minister, they would have said, oh, what are you, crazy? You can't do this. This is dangerous. This is crazy. How are you going to throw thousands of people out of their homes? What are you doing? But when Netanyahu or Sharon or someone from the Likud does it, it's suddenly it's okay. Well, if they're saying it, then it must be okay. You see, the same thing with Trump in the United States. Trump can get away with pursuing left-wing policies that if a left-wing Democrat did it, all the Republicans and conservatives and other people will be screaming bloody murder, but when Trump does it, it's okay. The same exact psychology. The same exact hoax goes on in both countries. And everything Netanyahu says is a bluff. Everything he says is a lie. The corruption and bribery charges against him. He is corrupt, and he did take bribes. But that's the least. He's committed treason against the Jewish people. He's destroying Israel. You know how many Jews have been murdered because of him? You know how many Jewish souls have been destroyed because of the brainwashing that he and his education minister, Naftali Bennett, give to Jewish children, telling them that Israel is wrong and the Arabs are right? That's what they learn in schools in Israel. That Israel's Arab, Muslim, Nazi enemies that want to push the Jews into the sea are right, and little Israel is wrong for surviving in the midst of an Arab, Muslim ocean of hatred that Israel's surrounded by. And little Israel is wrong. Little Israel should lay down and die and let the Arabs come in and slaughter all of them. That's basically what they're teaching the children of Israel. That's what they teach the soldiers in the Israeli army. All the generals are leftists. If a Jewish soldier tries to does something even slightly normal against the Arab enemy, they're put on trial and charged with murder for defending themselves against Arab terrorists. That's Netanyahu. That's the army he created. That's his defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, the other bluff, the other liar, the other fraud, the other corrupt animal. We support Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party. Moshe Feiglin is an honest guy. He's not a Kahanist. He doesn't go as far as we would like to see, and we have difference of opinion with him on certain issues. We have some differences with him. But he's an honest person. And he wants, first of all, he wants Jews to build all over the land of Israel. He wants to pay the Arabs compensation to leave Israel permanently, which, if you offer the Arabs money to do that, the vast majority would leave very quickly. And he wants to give Jewish children a Jewish education and wants Jewish identity for the Jewish people. He wants to replace the extreme left Supreme Court and create a Supreme Court that truly represents the people of Israel. On issue after issue, on the vast majority of issues, he's taken positions that would really be a tremendously positive new difference for Israel, would create a whole new hope for Israel on the vast majority of issues. As I said, there are issues where we disagree with him. But in the vast majority of issues, he's taken positions that are very good. And so we're going to lead an independent campaign on his behalf, because we can say things that he can't say in Israel. Because in Israel, you say the wrong thing, they don't allow you to run for the Knesset, for the Israeli parliament. And we're going to run an independent campaign on his behalf, because we can say things that he can't say. But Netanyahu, if he's brought down, he should be brought down. He and his filthy family, his two stinking sons running all over Europe, screwing every Jew-hating shiksa they can find, dressing up like Santa Claus in front of Xmas trees. Did you ever see the picture of his son dressing up like Santa Claus in front of the Xmas tree? And all the other things that they do, praying in, the things that they've done, just Avodah Zarah, idolatry. The worst type of Chilul Hashem, the worst type of desecration of God's name, because they don't believe in anything. They don't believe in anything. They're hedonistic, materialistic, money-grubbing, corrupt scum. His wife is scum. He is scum. First of all, he met his wife, Sarah. Each of them, you know how they met? They were both married to other people. They were supposedly happily married. And they started cheating. They started having an affair while they were both married to other people. And then they dumped their spouses and got married to each other. How nice. Very good example for the Jewish people. And that's not even an issue in Israel. They're the most amoral filth. Amoral filth. He and his whole scummy, filthy, materialistic, money-grubbing, corrupt, evil family. And of course, if he's brought down, the person that's going to replace him is also going to be scum. But at least there'll be new elections, and maybe we'll have a chance of getting Moshe Feiglin in the Knesset. Moshe Feiglin at least would be a voice of truth. At least we'd have one voice of truth, at least one party that tells the truth in the Knesset, if we can get him and his party in. You need at least 3.25% is the threshold. It's a very high threshold for a new party. It's going to be very tough getting him in. I don't know if we're going to succeed. I don't know if Feiglin's going to get in. I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to try. At least we're telling the truth. At least we're reaching the people of Israel with the truth. We've gotten 200,000 views on our videos in the past year. 200,000 views on the video, and those are the paid views that we got with our advertising campaign. 200,000 views. So we're reaching people with, at least some people are being exposed to the truth, at least someone is telling the truth. Isn't it important that someone tell the truth? And you know we don't compromise. We say things that nobody else will ever dare say. Yes, that's why I'm banned from going to Israel by Netanyahu and by all the people in his government. And Moshe Feiglin is helping me. And Moshe Feiglin wants to get me into Israel. But I'm banned because I say the things that you're hearing here. You're not allowed to say these things in Israel. You're not allowed to tell the truth. Arafat and the PLO terrorists and Al Jazeera and all the Arab Nazis that want to destroy Israel, they have a complete license to go around and murder and do whatever they want. And they sit in the Knesset and they do whatever they want. And they have Arabs on the Supreme Court in Israel now. I mean, they're taking over the whole country now. But I'm barred from even visiting Israel. That's Netanyahu. That's the Israel of Benjamin Netanyahu. What a disgusting, evil fraud. I hope he is indicted. I hope he rots in jail. I know he's going to rot in hell in the next world. I can't wait. And if any of you say, well, how do you speak like that about your fellow Jew? Fellow Jew? A fellow Jew who throws thousands of Jews out of their homes? Thousands of Jews have been murdered because of his policies over the years? 1 million, over 1 million Jewish children are being brainwashed by him and his education ministry? All the Jewish soldiers are being brainwashed to be taught, the Arabs are wonderful, Islam is wonderful, everything is wonderful, Judaism is a ridiculous religion, but Islam is wonderful. This is what they teach them. And that Netanyahu can easily change. I mean, he can easily change that. I mean, the policies in terms of changing what the curriculum, and that a prime minister can do, and an education minister can do it. They won't touch it. They won't touch it. They are the enablers of the left. That's the news on Netanyahu. Let's see what happens. It certainly looks like he's going to be indicted. We'll see. We'll see if he can get out of this one. I don't know. But it certainly looks like he's going to have a serious legal challenge now. And it is, not only is it no loss, Netanyahu being taken down from office, being taken from power, is good for Israel. It'll be good for Israel. It's true, the person who replaces him will also be bad. Whoever replaces him, whatever, all the people that are considered as possibilities to replace him, they're also bad. But he is such a demagogue and such a phony and has done so much damage, he should be taken down from office. He should be removed from office as quickly as possible. Now, the second subject is Donald Trump, who in many ways, it's almost like a similar story. There are some differences. Netanyahu at least is intelligent. Trump is not even intelligent. Trump happens to be, comparatively speaking, in terms of the IQ of presidents, and he's a moron, comparatively speaking, and his followers are morons. But anyway, his administration, from top to bottom, are all Jew haters. They're all anti-Semites. All anti-Semites. Rex Tillerson is the best friend of James F. the Jews Baker. Remember James Baker? James Baker was Secretary of State under George Bush Sr. Remember what he said? He said, F the Jews, they don't vote for us anyway. You remember that? His best friend is Rex Tillerson, the new Secretary of State under Donald Trump. Rex Tillerson and his State Department issue statements, like we spoke about on last week's program. If you look at last week's program, you'll see. They issue statements and reports on Israel that are worse than what Obama was doing. Worse than Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim Jew hater. The Trump State Department reports on Israel are worse than Obama. Tillerson and ExxonMobil, he was the CEO of ExxonMobil, are Jew haters. They've always been Jew haters. They'll always be Jew haters. They work with the Arab Muslim Nazi regimes in the Persian Gulf. They work with the Arab Muslim Nazis who carried out the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Saudi Arabia was responsible for the 9/11 terrorist attacks. They financed the 9/11 terrorist attacks and praised. And on Saudi television, they had telethons for the terrorists. They called the 19 terrorists who murdered 3,000 Americans on 9/11. They called them the Magnificent 19. 16 out of the 19 were Saudi citizens. And Tillerson is in bed with the Saudis, with all the terrorist regimes in the Persian Gulf and in the Muslim world. That's the Secretary of State, so of course he's anti-Israel. Of course he's against Israel, issuing statements against Israel, pressuring Israel. I mean, he openly says that Trump is applying heavy pressure on Israel, and he thinks that's very positive. He's very happy about that. And then we have the Secretary of Defense, the second most powerful person in Trump's cabinet. The most powerful is Rex Tillerson, the Secretary, Jew-hating Secretary of State. All of these people, by the way, are globalists. All of them want one world order and global control and UN control. They all support all of this. All the things that the Trumpsters told us that Trump was going to be against. He's pushing it harder than Obama was. He has the worst people running his administration. The worst scum. The Secretary of Defense is the second most powerful person in his cabinet. That's James Mattis. Another Jew hater who attacked Israel, called Israel an occupation force, and supported the Muslim terrorists, and loves Muslims. James Mattis loves the Muslims, just like Rex Tillerson loves the Muslims. Tillerson loves them because he did business with them. He did oil business with them and hurt the American people, hurt America's interests, hurt American oil production to advance the cause of oil production in Russia. And in Muslim countries. Tillerson, by the way, is another, just like Trump, was deep in bed with Vladimir Putin and Russia. And again, Trump says America first. It's Russia first. And it's the Muslims first for Tillerson. And it's Russia first for Trump. That's for sure. Anyway, James Mattis, Secretary of Defense, same story. Supports the Arabs, loves Islam. You're not allowed to say Islamic terrorism to James Mattis. Not allowed to say. He refuses to say Islamic terrorism. It's not Islamic terrorism. What is it? You're not allowed to say it to James Mattis. And he attacks Israel and has a long history. He's a vicious Jew hater. He compared Israel to apartheid. In Saudi Arabia, if you're not a Muslim, you're not allowed to be a citizen. You have no rights. In Saudi Arabia, if you're a rapist, nothing happens to you. The rape victim is put on trial. The woman is put on trial and murdered. And in many cases murdered. That's Saudi Arabia. That's the barbarians of Saudi Arabia. James Mattis loves them and accuses Israel, the modern, brilliant, magnificent, beautiful state of Israel. I mean, even though the Jews there are insane, nevertheless, they created a magnificent, beautiful state there. And he calls them apartheid. They're running around kissing every Arab Muslim tuchus in the Middle East, appeasing and doing everything they can to help the Arabs. That's not good enough for James Mattis. He claims that Israel is an apartheid state. I mean, you can't get a more anti-Israel statement than to call Israel an apartheid state. That's the most anti-Israel statement you can make. That means Israel shouldn't exist. That's in effect calling for the destruction of Israel, which is what James Mattis would love to see, and which is what Rex Tillerson would love to see. That's Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State. You know, it's funny, Trump, the bluffer, he's just like Netanyahu. He bluff, 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 all lies. I'm going to cut immigration in half. He proposes a new law. A law that he knows has zero chance of passing, will never pass, because he's antagonized and turned off and scared away all the... Even all the Republicans in Congress won't go near him. So there's zero chance that law will ever pass. A bluff. He just issues a statement. It's a bluff. Then he issues a statement on transgender. No transgenders in the military. Okay, listen, if, if they really carried out those types of policies, that would actually be good. But Trump knows that's a bluff, it's a lie. As president, by the way, he can order the Pentagon to do that. He can issue orders on that. That he can do. He issues the statement, big press conference statement, Twitter tweeting, makes a big fuss to try to impress his base with that. And nothing happens. Because James Mattis, who himself is gay, James Mattis refuses to do anything about the policy. He refuses to enforce the policy. Just refuses. Just ignores the policy. And the Pentagon generals and all, they just ignore the policy. Now, Trump as president could put his foot down and say, hey, this is my policy, you're going to enforce it, or I'm going to fire you. He won't do that. This was all a bluff. It was all a bluff. Everything Trump does, everything Trump proposes to do that's good is a bluff. Everything he proposes to do that's bad is real. The same thing with Netanyahu in Israel. And then we have the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Jew haters, globalists, one world order people, big supporters of the UN, big supporters of internationalist organizations and NATO and all these other organizations. Big supporters of all of this, which is the opposite of what Trump promised he was going to do as a candidate. And the third most important position in terms of foreign policy is the National Security Advisor. The National Security Advisor develops policy for a president, is appointed by the president, develops policy for the president, very important. Henry Kissinger was National Security Advisor, that animal, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, was National Security Advisor for Richard Nixon and then became Secretary of State. National Security Advisor is a very important position. That's the third most important position in terms of U.S. foreign policy. And who is Trump's National Security Advisor? H.R. McMaster. What a name. H.R. H period R period McMaster. I don't even know what the H and R stand for. I don't even care. But anyway, H.R. McMaster, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, another Jew hater, says Israel is an occupying power and condemns Israel. Supported, by the way, the Iran agreement. He supported the Iran nuclear agreement that Trump says is the worst agreement he's ever seen. By the way, Trump said it's the worst agreement he's ever seen, and yet he and Tillerson and Mattis and his administration keep renewing the agreement. They keep saying, oh, Iran, you're still going to get all the benefits of trade. You're still going to get the agreement. We're still party to the agreement. You're going to continue to be able to build your nuclear bombs and get all the benefits of the Obama-Iran nuclear agreement. Trump hasn't canceled anything in the agreement. Nothing. Ted Cruz was going to cancel it on day one. Was going to rip that agreement up on day one of his administration. It was one of many things that Ted Cruz would have done as president. You didn't want Ted Cruz, no. You wanted the orange Mussolini. And so now you got H.R. McMaster, who supported the Iran. He supported the Iran nuclear agreement of Obama. And he and Tillerson and Mattis are saying to Trump, oh, no, you can't cancel it. No, we have to continue to give Iran trade benefits. We have to continue to support Muslim terrorist Iran. We have to continue to allow them to build their nuclear bombs. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's as if Obama got a third term in terms of foreign policy. Look at the foreign policy of Trump. Look at his foreign policy. Aside from kissing Putin's tuchus and defending Russia all the time, which is what Trump tweets about and does all the time because he's in hock to the Russians. The Russians, of course, have paid him off. He was bankrupt, and the Russians lent him a lot of money, which is why he doesn't want anybody to see his tax returns. But in any event, look at his foreign policy. His foreign policy is the continuation of Obama's foreign policy. In Afghanistan, American troops are still being slaughtered while Iran is taking over Afghanistan. Iran is taking over Iraq. Iran is taking over everything. And Trump continues to spend billions and billions of dollars every month on policies that just strengthen the enemies. We're giving aid to all the Muslims and all the Muslim dictatorships and all the Muslim chieftains and all. And they're laughing. They're laughing on the wall the way to the bank. Trump said in the campaign he was going to stop this. We knew he was a liar. We knew this was a bluff. Because he said things that contradicted that. We knew that this was, we knew this was a bluff, and we warned you it was a bluff. And surely enough, what weren't we right? Look at this. America's still stuck in Afghanistan. Troops being killed there all the time. Billions of dollars being wasted there. The country's being taken over by Iran. The country's a terrorist hellhole filled with just pure hatred for the United States. The Iran nuclear agreement continuing as if nothing happened. Iraq is being taken over by Iran. I mean, just look at all the things. Anti-Israel policies, vicious anti-Israel policies, even anti-Semitic policies from the Trump administration. Look at the China policy. Look at North Korea. North Korea, he talks about, and you better stop. Now we've lost all patience. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What a farce this is. What a farce. All bluffing. Bluff, bluff, and more bluff. Just like Netanyahu in Israel, Trump in the United States, all bluffers. When are people going to wake up? When are people going to finally wake up? We're going to continue to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We're going to continue to fight for what's right. And we need your help to do that. Help us. Give us the chance to reach as many people as we can in Israel. Give us the chance to reach people with the truth. And I'm convinced that if the facts and the truth are brought to enough people, I have no doubt that it can have an impact, that it can influence things for the better. And we have an obligation to do it. We have an obligation to do everything we can to make this a better world. That's why we're in this world. That's why you've been put in this world. You have a higher calling. Your purpose in life is not to get a bigger and better house or a bigger and better car or I don't know what other things people are interested in. Your purpose in life is to make this a better world. That's really what God is testing you for. That's what your eternal destiny will be judged upon. If we work together, and we fight together, and we stand for the truth, and we stand for what's right, whether it's popular or not, but always stand for what's right, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.